Fish Whiskers leapt up cursing, but Theon was quicker. He drew on the hand that clutched the drinking horn, figuring to give them a shot to talk about, but Todrick spoiled it by lurching to one side as he loosed. The arrow took him through the belly. The looters stopped agape. Theon lowered his bow. "No drunkards," I said, "and no squabbles over plunder." On his knees, Todrick was dying noisily. "Botley, silence him." Fish Whiskers and his sons were quick to obey. They slit Todrick's throat as he kicked feebly and were stripping him of cloak and rings and weapons before he was even dead. "Now they know I mean what I say." Lord Balin might have given him the command, but Theon knew that some of his men saw only a soft boy from the Greenlands when they looked at him. "Anyone else ever thirst?" No one replied. "Good." He kicked at Benfred's fallen banner, clutched in the dead hand of the squire who'd borne it. A rabbit skin had been tied below the flag. "Why rabbit skins?" he had meant to ask, but being spat on had made him forget his questions. He tossed his bow back to Wex and strode off, remembering how elated he'd felt after the Whispering Wood, and wondering why this did not taste as sweet. "Tallheart, you bloody overproud fool, you never even sent out a scout." They'd been joking and even singing as they'd come on, the three trees of Tallheart streaming above them, while rabbit skins flapped stupidly from the points of their lances. The archers concealed behind the gorse had spoiled the song with a rain of arrows, and Theon himself had led his men-at-arms out to finish the butcher's work with dagger, axe, and warhammer. He had ordered their leader spared for questioning. Only he had not expected it to be Benfred Tallheart. His limp body was being dragged from the surf when Theon returned to his sea bitch. The masts of his longships stood outlined against the sky along the pebbled beach. Of the fishing village nothing remained but the cold ashes that stank when it rained. The men had been put to the sword, all but a handful that Theon had allowed to flee to bring the word to Torren Square.